Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game. A unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater.
That's going to make the f***ing difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, Joey Harrington, next hour. Set your weekend DVR. Got a lot of hot animal news, including snake news for you. Do you ever follow TMZ at all?
I do. I don't follow them necessarily on like Twitter or anything, but I'm not going to lie. During my show prep, a lot of times TMZ will make my rotation. They got, like, for being the trashy rag that they are, dude, they get stuff right. Like, when you see something on TMZ, you take it to the bank.
How do you feel about this TMZ sports headline? 49er star Nick Bosa appears to take leak on bleachers at high school football stadium.
That's a big deal.
That's their one of their stories.
What?
Well, they practiced at a high school.
Oh.
And he probably had to pee, and he went around the corner to pee.
Oh, yeah.
So and they've got a picture of him, and they're making it a headline on TMZ.
Oh, yeah, I see it right there.
I mean, is that?
Slow news day.
Yeah, so he's kidding.
He's peeing at practice.
My God.
I guess.
I mean, Suk said that they just peed themselves while playing, basically.
Yeah, but you don't do that at practice.
You're
talking about practice.
There's probably no restrooms there.
Yeah, I've never peed myself at practice. Now, in a game, it's a different animal.
What if he's golfing and he's peeing in the wood?
Is that a story?
Is it different? Like,
no, I mean, look.
Sometimes guys pee in places that, you know,
given my choice between inside out, when I'm at home, like 70% of my urination occurs in my backyard. It's way better.
Do you know what I think's weird is like when you're golfing, like, is there a difference between peeing outside or just using the porta johns that pop up, or like, you know, they have like little outlier bathrooms.
Yeah, porta johns are disgusting and peeing in nature is wonderful.
Right. I always find it weird that, you know, it's like, oh, I really got to go to the bathroom. But I'm going to wait. I'm outside golfing, but I'm going to wait until I see a bathroom.
You know? Oh, yeah, no. That's
like, no, I'm just going to go over here into the trees.
Exactly. And I don't care if anyone
sees
me. Turn your back and, you know.
And I feel like high school bleachers, when no one's around, is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Where do you want him to pee?
Well, I'm supposed to.
Maybe in the trash can on the sideline or something?
No, you don't want to pee in the trash can.
Right?
Then it's just sitting there.
So where's he supposed to go?
You got to either go in the locker room or go on the bleachers.
Well, see, I'm guessing they didn't have a locker room, which is why he's peeing. Why are we talking about, why did I bring this up?
I don't know.
So, hey, I have another innovative coaching hire.
Okay.
This from Florida. Thanks to one of our listeners who found this. I don't know how they found this, but I love this stuff. These college coaching hire, you know, the Oregon has the director of speed now, some guy they hire.
And a chief of staff that acquires players.
You have the get back coach.
Gotta have the get back coach.
I would have the no turnovers coach.
I do like your no turnovers coach idea.
That's all. It's his whole job. I pay him a lot of money. Florida hired a guy by the name of Chris Couch.
Mm-hmm.
And his position at Florida on Billy Napier's staff will be game changer coordinator.
What does that mean?
It says here in his bio that he's a special teams guy.
Okay.
And they want him to coach game changing plays. Like they want to, like blocks, you know, like punt blocks or.
Okay, so he's not the special teams coach. He only wants.
Well, he's got several titles here, but.
Is he a good recruiter? Because I feel like a lot of times when you get guys that are good recruiters, but they're not real coaches, we just come up with creative names for it.
He used to be special teams analyst and recruiting coordinator at Tulane.
Okay.
And at Tulane, his claim to fame is that they ranked top 50 in both kick and punt returns.
Sure.
Okay, so game changer.
Go Green Wave.
And he served as special teams coordinator and linebackers coach at Point University before that.
You know what? Whenever I see Point University, I often think about their game-changing special teams abilities. Except he's not even a real coach. He's a
he's an analyst.
He's an analyst.
Yes.
So you can't actually coach.
I love these hires.
You can't coach players. You're just.
No, but he has ideas.
He's got ideas.
And he implements them to the coaches.
And you know what? They're game-changing
ideas. And wouldn't that be great? I would love to be. I wouldn't want to coach kids. Screw kids.
Coach
but
coaches?
I would love to be an analyst. And just like, here's what I think. It's like what Bartu does. Yeah. Like, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Here's who I think you should hire. Take it or leave it. I don't care.
Here's how I think
pay
you should.
Pay me my fee.
Here's how you should change the game.
Yes. Here's how I think you should change the game. I think you should score more touchdowns. Now, hey, pay me my paycheck.
Just remember that during COVID, everyone was crying poor and they didn't have any money. Just saying. Now we're hiring game-changing coaches.
Game-changing coordinators.
Analysts. How about that?
I love that.
Game-changing analysts.
Special teams, very important, as you know, in football.
Yes, it is.
We were just talking about game-change coordinator.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a fancy name for a special teams coach. But do you know who has the best special teams in the playoffs?
Now, this is kind of weird because are we talking with...
This is all special teams.
Just all together because
they ranked them. This guy did. Okay, so hold on here.
Because you got kicking and.
This is Rick Goslin, who's a big time. He's a writer, USA Today guy.
Okay.
And he has a ranking system for all special teams units.
Well, the Packers is the worst, I'll bet, because they stink.
Dead last.
So I'm going to say they're dead last.
The Green Bay Packers are dead last.
Yeah, they're one of the worst in. They're one of the worst in football. I mean, just
well,
period.
Dead last is that's yeah, the definition of
worst. I thought
you
were talking about
football.
Dead last in just
no,
the playoffs.
30 they are 32nd.
Oh. Okay.
32nd.
32nd.
And they if you want to know what part of their special teams is particularly bad,
field goal kicking, right?
It's punt coverage.
Oh.
They are the worst in the league in punt coverage. They give up 13 yards per punt return.
Kansas City has good special teams.
Let's take a look here. Kansas City.
I think the chefs are good.
They're the well. You just
what?
Kansas City is the chefs.
I know. I was.
Oh, I thought you were saying
no.
We're getting bogged down here.
Yes, we are.
Okay, Kansas City is fourth.
Okay.
In the whole league, so they're the number one special teams left in the playoff.
I'm trying to think of who else. I'm trying to think who else has good special teams.
Well, that's the whole point is like no one really knows. Like when you watch these games, I mean, you know the kickers.
Yeah, I mean, that's really about it, right?
And I don't know if you trust Green Bay's kicker, but I don't.
No.
What's his nuts?
Mason Crosby.
Yeah, Crosby.
Yeah, he's, believe me, it's,
I don't trust that guy.
It's sketchy as all get out.
But Kansas City, they have a great kicker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're number one. Number two in the playoffs and number eight overall in the league is Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
So the top two special teams
are going against each other.
Are going head to head. Then you have Cincinnati, followed by the Rams, followed by the Niners, followed by the Bucks, followed by the Packers.
The Packers.
Bengals have a rookie kicker.
I forgot the Titans.
Evan McPherson.
Where's Tennessee?
Yeah, where are the Titans? The Chiefs is that Butler, Bucker. Right?
Yeah,
Harrison Butker.
Tennessee's 19th overall. So in between the Rams and the
so they're all kind of, with the exception of the chefs that are up there and Green Bay that's last, it kind of feels like the rest of them are just kind of jumbled up together.
In the league, Buffalo.
Well, you said the Bills are 8th. So.
Buffalo's 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Rams 16th. Titans 19th. Niners 25th. Bucks 29th. Green Bay 32nd.
So special teams don't matter?
Well, look,
they do, but you know, you can mitigate some of that stuff.
Three of the teams in the divisional round are in the bottom six in the league.
I'll tell you what, you get into the postseason, having a reliable kicker is a big effing deal. Because these games are so competitive and they come down and
so the best kicker is definitely Kansas City.
Yeah. So I mean,
who's second best?
You got a reliable kicker.
Well, I mean, a lot of this has to do with, like, you know, punting and field position and stuff like that too, right?
Oh yeah, it's got all kinds. I mean, he's got a lot of metrics on here. It's like
the switching of the field position is huge.
Yeah,
if you have a great punter that can just flip the field, that's a major advantage.
That's a big one. Kickoff returns, punt returns, kickoff coverage, punt coverage, kickoff starting point, opponent starting point, punting. The number one punting team is in the playoffs is Kansas City. Worst in the league is Tampa Bay, the terrible punter. Then you have inside the 20 punts.
AKA downed inside the 20.
Yeah. Opponent punting, opponent net punting. You have field goals, field goal percentage, opponent field goal. I mean, you got
So we all think of the kickers, but the smallest percentage of this is the kickers.
Yeah. Locked kicks. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff here. Penalty, special teams penalties is a big one.
Yeah. Because you see that all the time.
The Niners had a huge one.
Exactly. You kill field position with it, or you know, a big play gets called back, or God forbid you run into someone and you end up extending a drive.
The top team, surprisingly, the top teams in special teams penalties are the Niners and the Rams. Those are the two best. In the playoffs.
But really, all we pay attention to is
Cincinnati as well.
Field goal kicking.
Yeah, it's because we don't care about, I mean, you know.
No.
I mean, we don't see enough of the special teams to know how good or bad they are.
No, it pretty much just comes down to the ones that we pay attention to.
You just have to really suck to stand out, right? It's like, oh my God, the special teams is so bad.
But when you have a shaky kicking game, we immediately notice it.
Exactly.
Right? And you know who the good ones are, and you know who's a little bit shaky. And that, you know, because when you're lining up for a 51-yard field goal on 4th and 3, right, you got to have some confidence. Otherwise, you're going for it. You know, and then that is a huge advantage when you're Kansas City and you're getting involved in one of those games and you feel like you can get three whenever you want. Although Buffalo's kicker, that Bass, is pretty good too.
Did you see Buffalo cut their punter so they didn't need him?
Well, they didn't punt, right?
Yeah, they had a puntless game.
They had a perfect
game. Why are we paying you?
Get the hell out of here.
All right. Coming up next on our show, is this idea bad or rad?
I just enjoy that's the segment, Bad or Rad. Coming up next.
It is 4:17 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080 The Fan.
In the News is next. I was reading Food and Wine magazine recently.
Pretentious much?
I like food and wine. Not going to apologize for that. And they had a story, a sports story in there.
Yeah.
Food and wine.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of athletes now are getting into the wine game. You know, CJ and Drew Bledsoe, all that.
Well, Lay's has done something, and I want to know your hot take on this.
All right.
Because you have hot takes. Well, you're a big hot take sports guy.
That's what we do. Me and Stephen A.
Lay's has grown potatoes with the dirt from NFL stadiums and turned them into team chips.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah.
What if you don't have, but like most fields aren't, they're like field turf now. So.
Well, they didn't do all fields.
You can't have one from like AT&T Stadium. You can't have Cowboy ones.
So this is in conjunction with Lay's returning to Super Bowl advertising.
Okay.
They have not advertised during the Super Bowl for 17 years.
Really?
Which surprised me too.
Does Lay's really need to advertise? I mean, don't you know what Lay's has going on?
Well, you can say that about all the brands that
that's true.
That advertise like, during Doritos the Super Bowl.
And
yeah,
all that.
Bud or Anheuser-Busch or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they would like to remind football fans that they have a long legacy of farming. Okay.
Okay.
So these are NFL team-branded potato chips made with spuds grown in fields that had been mixed with a bit of dirt from their field.
I would just like to point out the word, the key word in all that is bit.
And spuds and mixed.
So you took an entire potato field, acres and acres and acres, and you threw some like dirt ashes. You took like a handful of dirt from wherever.
They pulled soil directly from NFL stadiums and fields across the country.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
from there.
And threw a handful on the field.
Under the careful watch of Frito-Lay farmers, they mixed the soil into separate parts of the potato field to make chips infused with the grounds and the glory of each NFL team.
I thought that the M&M story yesterday might have been the dumbest thing food related that I've heard in quite some time. I'm going to go with this. I'm going to say this tops the M&M story.
So then
if you buy potato chips because you think it's cool that they're grown with a handful of dirt from your team's favorite field, you're an idiot.
Oh wow, idiot, huh?
Yeah, you're a moron.
Well, what if you see, I don't see the difference in doing this and just having team logos on the chips. Like
there is no difference.
For example, a Chiefs fan walks into a Kansas City grocery store or gas station or something and sees a Chiefs labeled potato chip bag.
Yeah.
Do they don't, first of all, they don't know that it was grown with Chiefs dirt.
No.
And second, they don't care. It's like, oh, Chiefs, I'll pick those.
Yes.
Because I like the Chiefs.
Yes. And by the way, it wasn't grown with Chiefs dirt.
It kind of was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That's like saying if you swam in the ocean and I peed in the ocean, are you swimming in my pee?
And the answer is yes, I am.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
You're swimming in the ocean.
It is in the same body of water that I am in.
I took a leak in Lake Superior once. So now everyone.
Gross.
Everyone. Well, I did. Now everyone that swims in that is now swimming in my urine.
All right, so I'm getting from you that you do not like this idea from Food and Wine magazine about Lay's.
It's just so dumb.
So I'm guessing this will be part of their advertising campaign for the Super Bowl. I don't know.
I can see, you know, having
golden
like,
grounds.
Yeah, I can see either a mascot or maybe like Aaron Rodgers out there, you know, digging a shovel full of dirt and growing your potato. But hey man, whatever gets someone to pay attention to your product.
Do you ever get Lay's?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind Lay's.
Do you ever get laid?
I see where you're going with that.
I don't like Lay's. I never pick out Lay's. I mean, I don't mind Lay's. Like if there's a bowl of Lay's,
yeah,
like Super Bowl party, I'll eat the Lay's. But I don't ever buy them.
I think we've talked about this. I like plain chips. So yeah,
you like Lay's?
I love Lay's Classic. Yeah, no, I like Ruffles the most. But
it's a bastard chip.
I like Lay's a lot.
The Lay's Classic is very good. It really is.
I'm not on board.
But there's so much better,
yes,
you know, than that.
The only thing is
the sour cream and onion's really good,
if
too.
If you give me, like, a quality dip, then I'll be on board. Yeah, the sour cream and onion, the barbecue, and then the sour cream and cheddar, mm-hmm. those are the good Lays. I'm on board with that. But
Lays are really bad dipping chips, though, because
they're
easily.
So fragile.
Yeah.
It's not a great chip. So I will say
bad
that
dirt.
In the chip, yeah, clearly. Especially like the one from, the turf fields. I think they're...
Cheddar sour cream, is that the one you were talking
cheddar
about?
Cheddar sour cream, yeah. Like those are good.
Those are really good.
But if I'm buying chips and I don't buy a lot of chips because they're terrible for you...
But they're so delicious.
They are. And I just eat them, which is why I don't buy them because I
can't... The entire bag is
gone. Yeah, I just start shoveling them in my fat face.
The worst thing is if you get... Like Juanitas, if you're having something, you're making something, and you only eat some of the chips with your dinner, and then you have a 3/4 filled bag of Juanitas, that's lasting like maybe 2 days.
Yeah, it's gone. Or you start, you're like, oh, I'll just have a few chips, and you look down, and the bag, like half the bag is gone. You're like, God.
Well, some of that's on the chips, though, because they never put as many as you think in there.
Yeah, you got to have the air space. But yeah, there's just better chips. The Lay's gets me when there's a sale.
Did you just deflect you being a fat ass eating chips by saying it's on the chips for not having as many?
100%. Yeah, I look down. I'm like, hey, where'd all those chips go? God, they never put enough chips in this bag. Not that I ate a bunch of them.
No, it wasn't my fault.
They should have more in there for me to eat.
Lay's will get me with like the big bag, and it'll be like buy two for $4, and you'll be like, oh, that's a great deal. But if price is all full price, there's 6 different chips that I'm grabbing before Lay's.
Now, is it fair to ask this question as we go to break? Probably not.
Probably not.
The king of all chips?
Boy, you're gonna
That's
start,
a tough.
You're gonna start something.
Well, I mean,
the
am
king?
I?
Okay. I don't think there's anything close to a top contender. I think there's so many options.
The king is, and this
really?
Is, and this is why I say it.
You
about
don't think
the,
Doritos are like?
That's I mean, where I'm going.
I don't like Doritos.
But this,
well, look, you're an idiot.
Follow me on this, and this is why I say the same thing about like the Snickers bar or Reese's peanut butter cup. If you want to go down this road, not everything is going to be someone's favorite. So when you say who's the greatest band of all time, you're going to get across the board. But there's a couple that
Ace
are that are universal. One of them being the Beatles. The Beatles is widely regarded as the greatest band of all time. Seinfeld, widely regarded as the best sitcom of all time. And the Dorito is the Seinfeld or Beatles of the chip world. It just is.
I agree.
Yeah.
You will not get an argument from me on that.
It's not like...
Doesn't mean it's your favorite.
Doesn't mean it's your favorite, but
it's the best.
It is universally recognized as quality.
It's the best. Give me another one, Mike. Give me something that rivals a Dorito. Cool Ranch or nacho cheese.
I mean, if I'm going to have to eat a Dorito, I'll eat a Cool Ranch all day. But
Mike, if I have to eat a Dorito.
If I'm forced to eat the finest chip
ever
made.
It's like he's in North Korea and he's just, it's all that's available.
Really,
it's rat turds or Doritos.
I really don't like Doritos. I don't know. I think the top chip would probably be like a flavored Ruffle. Like the sour cream and cheddar Ruffle is awesome. And I know
very good chip.
One, you can dip those because they're pretty sturdy, and the flavors on them are good.
Do you like Pringles? Do you guys like Pringles?
Yeah, they're all
right. Hit or miss.
They're all right.
Depending on the flavor.
Mm. See, it wasn't that hard.
No, it's the Dorito.
It's clearly Doritos.
It's the Dorito.
Now, I'm looking at Ranker here.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Doritos number 1 and 2, as they should.
Yeah.
This is where people rank on the internet. The Flaming Hot Cheeto is number 3. And
very,
then Mike's
very popular.
Ruffles Cheddar Sour Cream is number 4. Lay's sour cream and onion is number 5, which is very good. We
just
talked about that.
That's a quality chip.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's a quality chip.
That's in the ballpark, I think.
I don't know if this is a local brand or if it's national, but I like the Miss Vickie's. They've got the little jalapeno or the sea salt.
I don't know that one.
If you order like Jersey Mike's, that you can get those as your like side chips.
Kettle, do anything for you? The kettle chips?
Love a good kettle chip.
Those are local. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
They're from Oregon.
The New York cheddar. Kettle is
very good.
Is just simply delightful.
Hot chip talk.
Yeah, I bet you I can find some sales numbers that. What's the
We've already answered the.
It's Doritos. I mean, it's Doritos.
It is.
Yeah,
it's Doritos. All right,
but Lay's is the number one selling brand, and it's not even close.
Because they have a bunch more chips.
Yeah, a bunch more chips. Yes.
Doritos should branch off to more flavors, though.
Well, they
don't
do.
You think?
They're trying, but,
yeah, but
you know,
some of them are.
They've got the gold standard. They got the two, and
yeah.
But Lay's is the leading potato chip brands. It's not even close. Lay's crushes everybody.
Someone asking for some Sun Chip love?
I got nothing.
They're good. They're good.
Yep. The
Harvest Cheddar.
Harvest Cheddar and then the Salsa.
Garden Salsa.
Yeah. Delightful. Delightful.
And the Classic is really good, too.
Yeah. All right. In the news is coming up next. We have, does Jim Belushi's Oregon Pot Farm interest you at all?
Sure. I'd like to take a visit. Dude, you could do a lot worse than rolling one up with a Belushi.
I would tend to agree with that
I'd
as well.
Burn one with him anytime.
So we'll get to ITN coming up next, but first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080 The Fan.
That's right. That is right.
Now I have some chip data for you.
That is right. Okay, I want chip data.
So my research department, namely my computer,
mm-hmm.
I said Lay's dominates the chip game. They own over 65% of the market,
mm-hmm.
but that's a little misleading because Lay's owns Doritos. It's Frito-Lay. So... while they do...
Wait, what? Lay's owns...
Doritos. Frito-Lay owns... Frito-Lay puts out Doritos and Lay's.
Oh, okay.
And those two together make up over... Frito-Lay makes up over 60% of all chips sold. They are the...
wow.
They are the chip guy. They've got a monopoly on
Frito
this
thing. Was.
Oh, someone who's rich now. Or at least he's got some bastard great-grandkids that don't ever have to work again. So Lay's is actually the second most popular chip with $2.2 billion in sales. However, Doritos is indeed the number one chip, $2.4 billion.
Yeah.
So the Dorito, even though with a lot less variety, the number one chip.
Okay, great.
And the nacho cheese is the best-selling Dorito followed by Cool Ranch.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Those nacho cheese ones are...
I feel like they make more of the nacho cheese ones as well.
So good.
Now they sell more, so.
I tell you what, Cool Ranch would rival nacho cheese if they coated the chip with more Cool Ranch dust.
Yeah, you need more. You get that one at the bottom sometimes that's loaded up.
Those are great.
It's amazing.
They need more of that because the nacho cheese ones seem to be super coated.
Yes.
And the Cool Ranch ones, sometimes you find some duds in there, and that's no good.
Number one selling Lay's potato chip? Anybody?
Lay's? Well, it's either their original or the sour cream and onion.
It is the original.
Yeah.
Their number one selling, their plain chip. And Doritos are addictive. They are chemically designed to make you, they have all the chemical compounds to make you addicted to them.
They just taste like chemicals to me, which is why I don't like them.
Big chip.
Big chip.
Like pulling one over on us.
Yeah. The most artificial tasting chip I've ever had.
God. So anyway, there's your hot
there it is.
Chip data. Take that for data.
It is January 21, 2022. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted and carbon neutral newsman. Today, we have Squirrel Appreciation Day. Do you appreciate squirrels?
Yeah, you know what? I do like squirrels. I got nothing against the
yes,
squirrels.
Yes, but do you appreciate them?
You know what? I think I do. I like the little squirrels, and I do appreciate the fact that they got a tough life out there because everything is actively trying to kill them, including my dogs.
Yeah, but they're super fast.
I know, man.
And they can climb trees and stuff.
But I see birds getting them all the time out of my
do
place.
You?
Yeah.
I never see a squirrel. The only time I ever see a squirrel in peril is when they get smushed by a car.
Really?
Because sometimes they're stupid and they dart out. You know,
oh, yeah.
You ever do that where it runs out there and you're like, you idiot. And then you try to avoid it. Because I do. I know some people don't. I think you're a bad human if you don't at least try to avoid the squirrel that runs in front of you.
Agreed.
But then what you do is you look back, like in your rearview mirror, and then you don't see anything. You ever do that?
Yeah, and you just don't.
It's like, where did he? Did I kill it?
Probably up in your wheel well, stuck in your treads.
Or did it get away? I don't know.
I find him...
Outside of that, I never see him getting taken out.
It's bad, but I find him picked apart all the time in my yard. Because we have a couple really, you know, the big 100-foot-plus evergreens. And I find them at the base of those things all the time. And they are, you know... The birds, when they're done with them, just kind of...
Would you rather be a bird or a squirrel? Obviously a bird, huh?
Bird, man.
Flying around?
I'm saying everything is attempting to kill the squirrels.
It is also International Sweatpants Day.
Oh. I mean, sweats are fantastic. Although I feel
are
like
they?
Sweats are great.
They're on the way. I don't have sweats.
You moved on to like the nicer joggers.
The joggers, yeah.
I don't have any sweats either.
They're way better than sweats.
Well, because when you wear sweats, you are kind of sending a
sweats message are like denim
that you've given up a little bit.
Yesterday's news. There's better fabric.
Yes, there is. But I always view like joggers kind of as sweats. Like
you put them in the sweats category.
Yeah,
that's controversial, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to...
Sweats, you want like the thick fleece sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that's a totally different... Sweatpants, a different material.
Yeah.
Think about like the typical gray sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to show off something, though.
With the little elastic at the bottom.
Very good to show off something.
With your white socks.
Or very bad to show off something, I guess, depending on...
Go either way.
Local radio news. Tim Taylor is returning to afternoons on 99.5 The Wolf.
Now, don't listen because he's on against us.
Beginning Monday. Wasn't he always, though?
Yes.
No one ever listened to that.
No.
Well, that means that he'll be wandering the halls looking for someone to talk to
exactly.
At 5:15. And you guys can make
fun
of him.
The triumphant return of Tim Taylor.
I text him, and he just said, long story. We're going to have him in here.
I texted him. He just said, crazy, huh?
Yeah, why did he go in the first... Like, they fire him, and then... They bring him back for the same job.
Yes.
What are we doing?
I'm just happy that A, Tim Taylor's
and who
not
was
dead.
In his place when he was gone?
Well,
I don't think there's been anybody local in his place.
I think it's just been a national sort of thing. But remember, his home got stolen when the Wolf trailer got taken away. But now we got it back, so maybe that's kind of part of the deal.
Are they going to let him... Like sleep here?
Well, the trailer's back, so I think this was probably part of the deal. Is the
trailer back?
Well, we're putting it in an undisclosed location, but it's
at McGinley's house.
Yeah, we've got it back.
Oh, I didn't know they retrieved the trailer.
They stole it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I was
called on Monday, our day off, to help McGinley because of the giant thing that was abandoned on the side of the road, currently sitting in our front office.
Yeah.
I was called to help with that.
Oh.
So
wait,
I knew
what?
The trailer was stolen.
Yeah, the big
No,
wolf,
we stole it back.
The big wolf prize machine that was inside the trailer,
oh.
they dumped it out.
They abandoned it, and it was so heavy.
What? Why wouldn't they want that?
That McGinley called me and was like, please.
Well, I'm guessing the
I need some people who have strength to help me with this.
What are the tweakers going to do with the prize machine?
I don't know.
I didn't know we got the trailer back. That's awesome.
Yeah,
the best part is that we stole it back clandestine style. We went and cut their lock off of it. And hooked it up and then took off with it. We stole our own property back.
That's fantastic.
Very exciting.
99.5 The Wolf is a sister station down the hall of ours.
Yes.
here at Odyssey Portland, and it's a country station, so it plays like Dierks Bentley and crap like that.
Whatever's popular.
In my opinion,
Sam Hunt.
No reason to listen to it. But Tim Taylor is going to be back doing afternoons.
The Golden Tones.
On there.
His bedazzled ass will be back in the building.
So and maybe we'll. And then what he does is he tapes it out.
Yeah.
Which is probably why he got fired in the first place. But now they're like, well, you're better than nothing. So yeah, come on back. But Tim, so then he tapes out, and then he wanders the halls, and you can hear him from a mile away.
He's got nothing
so
else
the,
to do.
So the building is going to be much more vibrant. Yeah. I mean, I miss Tim. Tim was a lot of fun, but you could always hear him. He's always talking.
Yeah.
And then he would come in here, and we would just berate him for 15 minutes on the club.
Yeah. So he'll be back.
Great content, yeah. Tim Taylor. And I heard him. He was on another radio station here in town. Did you know that?
I love your peanuts, man.
What?
He was doing more radio here. He was doing traffic.
Oh, yeah. He was doing
on
traffic.
On a news station here.
Sorry,
in town.
I was throwing. I was like, wait,
he
had
another.
He was
working from home.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he had a whole like setup in his house. He was posting pictures on Facebook.
It's good to be Tim Taylor. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't think it is. But he's back at Odyssey.
We're very excited to have him back. Friend of the program. Dear friend of the program.
Love him.
Tim Taylor.
He'll be beginning Monday. On 99.5 The Wolf.
Yes.
Afternoons.
Oh.
Playing.
Spinning the hits.
Florida, Georgia line or whatever.
Could you take a guess on any of like the top 10 country acts right now?
Well,
I don't know if I
can
could.
Picture the one guy. Who's that one guy? Well, Chris Stapleton's probably up there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Did you see him on 60 Minutes?
I think, yeah, that was a good piece. I think he's too good to be popular in today's country music.
I didn't think it was a good piece.
He's too good to be popular?
Yeah, he actually
is. You have
to
be bad to be popular?
Yeah, I think you have to make really, really bad hip-hop country music.
Yeah, I was actually unimpressed with the piece on him. Well,
why
I didn't. Well, just because it sounds like all he did was, like, he's really, really good.
Yes.
I like him. I saw him live when he came here last time. But I think it kind of made it sound like all he did was like write crappy country songs in Nashville, you know, which it's just like, I don't know. They churn them out. It's like there's nothing good about that. And then his wife was a failed country singer.
Yes. I knew
and
that.
He was writing songs. And so somehow they were like, hey, somebody along the way said, hey, Chris, you should sing. And he's like, well, I don't really want to. And he's reluctant. Like he's a very shy guy. Doesn't have a lot to say. But he started singing and playing, and he's really, really good.
Yeah.
But his songs are, I mean, the songs that he wrote, like the way he came up is just not that interesting to me. Because it's that Nashville, you know, assembly line crappy.
Speaking of that, the number one country artist is
Dierks Bentley.
No, he's that Morgan Wallen guy that was dropping the N-bomb everywhere.
Is it Burks Dentley?
He's the number one country artist right now.
Oh, of course.
So. That probably made him more popular that he goes around dropping the N-word.
Here's another thing about country music. Don't you think that all the popular artists, they're not good? They're not popular because they're good. They're popular because they relate to that particular audience.
And country music.
In ways that it's not really necessarily with their music, right? Like if you, because that's like Stapleton. Like Stapleton just has the look. Mm-hmm. He's got the long beard. And the cowboy hat. And he goes, I don't know how popular I'd be without just the way I look. Because people just think that's cool in that world, you know?
Well, and country music is a little bit like kind of like the boy band sort of stuff, is that there's a handful of people in country music that determine who's going to be the star. And they're the ones that get the songs written for them. And they get the big push and... Chris Stapleton is a tremendously talented guy that's kind of done it on his own, and I think that is a rarity in country music, as opposed to the Morgan Wallen douche type sort of guy that just has people like Chris Stapleton writing him songs.
He's manufactured. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Chris Stapleton's way more talented than any of them, which is why his music is good. It's just that, like, if he looked different, would the country world be embracing him. You know what I'm saying? Like you kind of have a, have a lot of virtue signaling in that world.
Yep.
Like you said, that Morgan, whoever, I don't know if he's any good, but he's been in the, you know, people are like, yeah, that's what I believe. You know, like it's
can't cancel us.
It's weird.
So it's Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Gabby Barrett, and Luke Bryan.
Kane, Luke Bryan, that guy.
Kane Brown, Dan and Shay, those are your top seven.
Dan and Shay.
Year-end charts country music artists.
Well, every one of them sucks.
Is Dan and Shay two people?
No.
Or is it Dan and?
Dan and Shay, it's a, like a
it's like a morning radio show.
Weenie in the Butt. By the way, I know one of those, and that's Chris Stapleton.
I've heard the name Luke Bryan before.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he does suck. A lot of people think he's great, and I'm just like, what? I don't get it. I've seen him.
Have you? Like,
yeah. Well, not live. I haven't seen a live show in years.
COVID.
Because of the corona, you know, in this pandy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're sidetracked. Tim Taylor returning to 99.5 The Wolf on Monday. That's the big headline today. Does Jim Belushi's Oregon pot farm interest you? Well, if it does, his reality show season 2 is coming. That's next on The Fan.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, Joey Harrington coming up, Hot 5 at 5. Growing Belushi is about Jim Belushi's Oregon pot farm.
Yeah.
And
supposedly it's like really good stuff. He's super successful.
Well, it's down in Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
And I guess he has a reality show about that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Farm.
Where is it at?
It's in Southern Oregon.
No, but I mean, like, what?
Oh.
The reality show, like, not the farm. Like, is it on Netflix, Amazon? I've never seen it.
Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel.
And it returned this week for season 2.
Yeah, okay, well.
So you can stream it.
I might check that out. I'd be mildly interested in that. He seems like a fun guy.
He had another series, too. It was called Building Belushi,
mm-hmm.
which was DIY stuff, I think, back in the day, like 4 or 5 years ago. But it's over.
Look, I know that he's the lesser of the Belushis, you know, and largely he's been, you know, he rips off his brother, but I got nothing against Jim Belushi. He's, you know what, he's sometimes the lesser of the two things is not anything to be to sneeze at. So I give thumbs up to Jim Belushi.
In the premiere episode of season 2 of Growing Belushi, the actor and his cousin, who is the general manager of Belushi's farm, contend with assorted problems with the existing grow houses. Actor Larry Joe Campbell, who played the role of Andy on Belushi's sitcom According to Jim, turns up at the farm. And work gets underway on a construction project that will transform operations on the property. Does that sound exciting, Pete?
No, not really, but, you know.
When's Dan Aykroyd show up, is what you're asking?
There you go. Yeah, Danny Aykroyd shows up with, like, his skull vodka, and then they have some drinks and some weed. Now we're talking.
All right, well, if you want to watch it, it's on Discovery Channel. That's all we have time for.
If that was on as I was passing through, I'd
watch it, too.
Reality TV, though, man, it's not my favorite. Although I am currently locked in a new season of Married at First Sight, which I can't get enough of.
Yeah, you like that show. I still have never seen that show.
That and 90 Day Fiancé are fascinating to me.
I like Below Deck.
The people are willing to ruin their lives to be on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
People want to be famous, man.
I've never gotten into the Below Deck.
All right, there's in the news, January 21, 2022. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We'll set your weekend DVR, and Joey Harrington will join us coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay,
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.